Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you'll hear a 100 word story all by itself, but it's Saturday. And that's the day we have the weekly challenge. That's also the day when I'm supposed to go into the radio station and hang out with Garth, but he's downtown today, so I'm going to get this done early. So what's the weekly challenge? I post the topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Yes, good morning. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Especially fun when you have a cat who likes to meow while you're doing podcasts. But, you know what? He's the only one now. Poor little lonely boy. He's just lonely. Or he just wants to wreck his podcast. Well, Planet Z picked the topic of clowns, and we've got a bunch of stories in. Welcome back, everyone. Let's find out who won last week to see who goes first. And that's... wow! It's Kelly Burt of Come Let Me Whisper. She's back, and she's kicking butt. Cool. Congratulations, Kelly. And I guess let's fire up the tracks here, get all the downloads going, put all the monkeys back in the barrel, and let's hear what story you've got for today. Oh, by the way, the music, background, Guy David of GuyDavid.com. But here we go with Kelly Burt.
Closing. Hi, it's Kelly Burt from Come Let Me Whisper, and here's my week's offering. Okay, what fucked up person was the first to think, yes, clowns, you know, for the kids. Clowns are terrifying, you know, for the adults. I have never been a fan of clowns. I know, what a surprise. Clowns are evil. They're the ones that walk the night in search of victims. People are afraid of things that go bump in the night. But they should be afraid of clowns. They wear makeup and lurk. I hate things that lurk. I know I must find a way to rid us of these foul creatures. I hope that there's a cure.
Evil. Thank you, Kelly, and welcome back. I know you've been writing stuff, and it's good to have you back. You can check out more from Kelly at, I think it's rlbert.blogspot.com. Look, the text for each story is going to be in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent me for a link. So you can check out their podcasts, and then they can check out our podcasts, and then everyone can check out everyone's podcast. Then we can crush terrestrial radio in the music industry. Or not. Okay, well, normally it's time for the veterans, but we have a rookie. And I would never think to forget that there is a rookie and not give them the red carpet treatment. And, okay, hold on. Copy, paste, and move them to the top. And end up recording a bunch of tracks and getting through nearly most of the weekly challenge. And then it's like, oh, my God, I completely forgot they're a rookie. Oh, can we get a better... No, I'd never cover up things like that at all. So here we go with my neighbor on Edlow Island, Ducky Fresh Watanabe. You can find her at That's Life and some chat show and other stuff on slcn.tv. She's a model. Okay, here we go. Ducky Fresh. Oh, and also you can check her out at Heron Island within Second Life on Saturdays at 6. Tormenting Grace McDonough with me. Okay, here's her story.
The wise Bart Simpson once said, "Can't sleep, clowns will eat me." We laughed at the time. We all thought it was a funny gag because, really, clowns won't eat you in your sleep. That's not very clown-like behavior at all. I certainly don't find it amusing one bit to think clowns might creep into your bedroom with fork and knife at the ready to gobble you up while you slumber peacefully. I'm quite certain there is a rule in the Clown Book of Ethics that strictly forbids such nocturnal atrocities. The clowns prefer you awake and screaming anyway.
Yeah. Actually, she's right. You can check out more from Ducky Fresh at SLCN-TV, and that's life. Or you can just, you know, hop over to East End of Edlow Island and be sure to wear a crash helmet. All right, now it's time for the veterans. These are the folks that just keep coming back and back and back. First up is Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club.
podcast
at blacktiemartiniclub.com. Also, if you're bored or you've got so much talent that it overflows your meager podcast fiefdom, check out the Black Tower Martini Club podcast players. It's a Google group. Drop Caleb a note. He'll tell you all about it. He posts up like radio serial type stuff up there, and it's going to be fun. And then I'm going to sign up to do parts, and at the last minute I'll need to be replaced because I forgot and some, you know, all that. I'm just a lazy ass. Okay, here we go with Caleb Bullen.
Hey, boys and girls! It's your old pal Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com! And I've got a 100-word adventure for you about your favorite cloud!
Ever since his last trip to Arkham Asylum, the Joker, that one-time clown prince of crime, decided to go straight. His penchant for wild inventions and gadgetry quickly made him the richest man in all of Gotham. Corporate takeovers proved even more exciting than heists, and were so much more profitable. Still, he did wish he could exact vengeance on that meddlesome Batman. When an accountant notified him of some irregularities in the recent Wayne Corporation acquisition, he couldn't help but smile even wider. Atomic cars? Helicopters? At shareholder expense? Batman was done for.
Hello, Security and Exchange Commission.
Delicious. Thank you, Caleb. Woo! Well, that's a joker in the deck. You can check out more from Caleb at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And what rhymes with com? It's Tom from Footnote. He had a good one this past week on the Footnote podcast, Predictions for 2007, Predictions for 2008. Although, Tom, Amanda Cogden of Rocket Boom wound up going to Time Magazine. So there's your crossover. Although, really, she sucks. Or did she go somewhere? Did she go to CBS? Or no, she went to ABC. And then Wonkette went to Time or something like that. Whatever, they all suck. I don't think there's been a legitimate crossover yet. So, and I believe that Ask a Ninja actually has enough backing, like Doritos and others. I think they're way into the black at this point, and they're doing well. I'm just waiting for Ask a Pirate and then a crossover episode. Pirate asks a ninja. Ninja asks a pirate. They kill each other. But that, enough of that. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. Until then, well, here's Tom's story.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote. Tonight's story is called Remembrance of Things Past. Yeah, I stole it from Marcel Proust. I have noticed that some memories are no longer connected to corporeal space. I no longer remember having been at a kiddies clown show, being the lucky child called up to help with a balloon trick. The only latent image in my brain is an 8mm movie shot by my dad. Just as the balloon was growing to amazing lengths, the film ran out. The last few seconds of the film turning to an orange-red streak, and poof, I and he are gone. I remember being told that the clown was Emmett Kelly. It was probably just some other 2D clown.
Emmett Kelly. Haven't heard that name in a long time, man. Thank you very much, Tom. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. Next up is JD White. He's got some cool stuff here for you. I'm going to make sure that I get the link to his writings out there. Did I forget last week? I can't remember. Anyway, here's JD and his story on clowns.
Hi, Lawrence. It's Jerry D again. And it is wonderful here in Oklahoma. 70 degrees, sun's out, the sky's clear, and it's only the second week in January. Can you believe this weather? What am I doing sitting here at this computer? Oh, I remember now. I'm writing a story for podcastingisfullofcrap.com. And it is for weekly challenge number 90, Call Clowns. And if I'm sitting here writing and reading this story, then you better sure as hell be out there listening to it. Most of the time, I love clowns. The orange hair, large red noses, pants 10 sizes too large, their oversized shoes. They make me laugh until my eyes squirt water like the flowers on their lapel and my voice becomes a croak. They exhaust me. This last few weeks, I find little to laugh about. I turn on the TV and there they are. A full menagerie of clowns, without costumes. They all say that we, the people, are in trouble, and that they are the only clowns in town that can fix us. That's with a capital U-S.
The C in C-SPAN stands for clown. Thank you, JD. Ooh, oh yeah, and that's the political moment in our podcast here today. Yeah. Next up is Guy David, whom I'd never forget to include in the original version of the podcast. And okay, we've been through this before. Every now and then I put all the stories in the rundown and I put them all in there and then I just forget to include them. You can find more about Guy David at GuyDavid.com, the Night Guy, Night Guy Electronica, Night Guy Under the Rock, Night Guy in the Sky, Night Guy in your Soup, Night Guy in your Rhinoceros, Night Guy flying all around the restaurant rafters, and of course, Night Guy with the parrot on his shoulder. Parrot talk, it's for everyone. So here's Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to this week's edition of the Weekly Challenge. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and today I have a story for you about clowns. Now, isn't it fun? The clowns came over today. They were just on their way to Kentucky. The big boss knows who to send on an off mission. I mean, no one would suspect a clown. They always get their target, and those poor bastards just don't know what hit them. Was it the little plastic hammer? Maybe it was the penny whistle. Those are deadly. One note played the right way, and all the gray stuff comes running out of your ears screaming. Not this time, though. This time it was that little electric hand buzzer. Gets them every time. Those clowns are good.
Thank you, Guy David. And now, if everyone will look into this small little red light. Okay, and there. All right, the story is that this has been Guy David's story. You can catch more of him at GuyDavid.com. And at no point did I forget to include it in the original weekly challenge. Oh, and you're all going to vote Hillary. Next up is Liana, always towards the end, right down to the wire, but well worth the wait. Liana can be found at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com, but she can be also found right here.
Hey everyone, Liana here from HodgePodgePoint. I'm back. No more absences. I don't want to be kicked out of the club. So for this week's challenge number 91, Clowns, you can only do a clown justice by giving it a poem, which I did. So here is my poem titled, The Life and Death of Potato, the Fainting Clown.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's all just an act. Don't be alarmed to see this clown on his back. He'll be up again, clowning about. And when he does, let's cheer and shout.
Announced as Potato, the Fainting Clown, known 1 minute to be up and the next minute down. Life he spent quiet and shy wherever he'd dwell. Career he was magic, except those pesky fainting spells. You'd think and assume it tough on his heart, but the clown kept strong from the very start. What did him in one day and fall was bad trajectory of a human cannonball.
Thank you, Liana. You can check out more stories from Liana. There, I'm going to start doing it right. Keep getting her name wrong. Liana. 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 You can check out more from Liana at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Oh, not again. Yeah, again. Looks like Terry the old coot sent in his story in Gmail, thought it was spam. Oh, great. I had this thing set to allow certain people always to come through, and it's like, blah, 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 blah. All right, well, I'm going to tell it to allow all attachments. And here comes Terry from the old coot cast. So here we go.
My, haven't we been naughty boys and girls today? Well, I've got the story for you.
In the good old days, people who wanted to become clowns ran away to the circus. Or so Billy Bob thought the legend went. It was a far cry from reality now that the city put a bounty on their heads. The bands of clowns in their midget cars involved in drive-by, pie-in-the-face incidents were now a daily happening. The final straw was the mayor's wife being targeted as she walked down Main Street. Billy Bob was more than glad to put his army training to work. The money from the bounty would come in handy, now with jobs that were far and few between. All he needed was one of those incidents to happen. He knew as soon as he heard the car, he was in luck. Who else but clowns would be driving like that? With a quick click, the safety on his rifle was off. Billy Bob would be dining well tonight. Clowns. Damn those clowns. Thanks for listening. This has been Terry T. from the Old Coot Cast.
Now, normally I don't do this. If you do a search within podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for clowns or clown, you're going to see a few stories here and there. Look up the one, The Clown. I think that one is the best one that I've done on the subject before. But this isn't about me. No, this one's about, well, it's about Planet Z. He's got a... Well, let me just play it for you.
The There's an old joke where a guy who's suicidally depressed goes into a doctor's office, tells the doctor he's always miserable, while everyone else is so happy. He's tried everything. Pills, booze, sex, intense shock therapy. Nothing's worked. Doctor thinks for a bit. Says, a famous clown is in town. Always brings laughter and joy wherever he performs. Man says, I am Pagliacci. Doctor says, what? No, I'm thinking of Bertoli, not you. I mean, let's face it. People are laughing because you're just so awful. Then he gives Pagliacci his theater pass, some Zoloft, and kicks him out the door.
Gotcha, didn't I? And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about clowns. Thanks to everyone who participated this weekend. Good luck in the voting. The voting that takes place on the website, podcasting.isfulofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week. And the winners will get, well, I've got a few refrigerator. If you want refrigerator magnets, just write me. I've asked time and time again, but just say, hey, where are my damn magnets? And I'll like send them to you. Excuse me. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click, subscribe in iTunes, Podcast Ready, or even your Zune. Is anyone listening on a Zune? Oh my God. Ah. I mean, come on. Why doesn't Santa just take a dump in your stocking? The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't that great? There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Thank you all for listening, and you know how it's been the past week or two here. Thanks. It's just, I don't want to talk about that. So, there you go. I made blither on udders for a bit, here and there, some thoughts, but, yeah. Once again, thank you all for listening, and as always, forgot, Ed Roberts, KC Weathercast, Kansas City Weathercast, 1,000 episodes, 100 Word Stories is no longer the only 1,000 episode podcast out there. It takes a special kind of obsession, craziness, and dedication, to do that, and one day I'll find it, but Ed Roberts has it. And he also provides a meaningful service to not just the podcasting community, but the people of Kansas City who just can't stand television weathercasters. Oh, wait, isn't he on TV? Okay, I'm just going to quit while I'm behind. See y'all tomorrow. Till then, keep it brief. Closing.